is Cindy Sheehan from Cindy Sheehan Soapbox and Community Progressive Radio. We just came up with this idea for me to give a daily update for Tour de Peace. It's our cross-country bike ride for peace and justice and environmental sustainability. That's at tourdepeace.org. So we're entering our third week. Today we're in Flagstaff, Arizona, and we're having problems with internet connectivity and phone service and things like that. So we're just trying to keep everybody updated the best we can, and we have a Tour de Peace Facebook page. We've been traveling over at 66. We've gone from temperatures in the low 20s to the high 90s and riding between 50 and 60 miles a day. From Palm Springs, we've been going uphill every day, and we've had some wonderful events and met wonderful people, and today we have an event in Flagstaff. So I don't have anything exact to report. When I call in on a daily basis, I think that we'll be able to talk more about the people we interact with, the things we see, and the things we do. And so we're just hoping that more people join us. After tomorrow, we'll have three people, and I'll be the only rider.
So this is David Swanson speaking with Cindy Sheehan, world famous, of course, at the time and since 7 years ago or so, maybe, Cindy, when you led the occupation, as we didn't yet call things, at George W. Bush's ranch in Texas, since which time you've produced I don't know how many wonderful books, an endlessly wonderful blog site and radio show and speaking events and activism and continually some of the best one-liners I see. I think maybe Twitter was designed for Cindy Sheehan remarks and resistance to paying your taxes and God knows what else. Run for Congress, run for vice president. And now I understand you're going to ride your bicycle all the way across the United States of America. And I want to ask all the logistical questions. But first, I wonder if you could explain why. I mean, Bush is gone. We have a Nobel Peace Prize winner in the White House. What gives?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, it's always great to talk to you, David, and I look forward to working with you on our bike ride, Tour de Peace, and then being in Charlottesville again. It's been a couple of years since I've been there. The thing is, I think Obama administration, the regime, the empire, whatever you want to call it, would love us to believe that the wars are over or the wars are ending and we're ushering in an era of peace or the age of Aquarius. And, you know, we both know that's not correct. And nobody's talking about the wars anymore. Nobody's talking about the increasing expenditure on the defense defense, I use air quotes around Defense Department and the Pentagon and the, you know, imperial wars for profit, where our economy is in a crisis. And so what I'm hoping to do with this tour across the country, starting here in Vacaville in California on April 4th, the day that Casey was killed at his gravesite, and going across the country to Washington, D.C., to hopefully have a pretty large convergence on the White House to demand an end to these wars for empire, an end to using our tax money to kill and torture and imprison people. And so we have a list of demands, and we're hoping that the demands, as we're going across the country, we can organize around that, and we can organize around educating people that the wars are still going on and people are still dying, and, you know, our community's futures and our family futures, they're in jeopardy because of these wars for empire. And it's just so devious to me that Obama was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and I went there when he was given it to protest. They said it was the largest protest since Kissinger received the Nobel Peace Prize. You know, it's just so devious that Obama's been able to put people who are our allies, who I think do care about these things, he's convinced them that everything's fine and we're, you know, on a path to peace, and that's just not true.
Coming from the largest military empire in the world, it's a wonder how little the establishment discusses the implications of war. The downtrodden economy has taken center stage, and the discussion of U.S. foreign policy has waned into a mere afterthought. This has posed a challenge for many anti-war activists who have been forced to get creative, looking for ways to engage and educate people about the perils of U.S. militarism. One such person is world-renowned peace activist Cindy Sheehan, who's notorious for her audacious actions like camping out at George Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas in 2005. Now, Cindy is taking her activism on the road with a new proposal called Tour de Peace, cross-country bike tour starting on April 4th in Vacaville, California, and ending July 3rd right here in Washington, D.C. So to talk about this ambitious initiative and what it hopes to achieve, I'm joined by my friend, Cindy Sheehan, anti-war activist, former vice presidential candidate for the Peace and Freedom Party, and author of Peace Mom, A Mother's Journey Through Heartache to Activism. Cindy, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, Abby, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. So, Cindy, this is an extremely ambitious initiative. I commend you for what you're doing. I think it's amazing. Talk about the demands that this tour has, because I know it's not just about ending the war. What other issues are you trying to call attention to?
Well, we're trying to call attention to whistleblowers, to the war economy, the money spent on war. We're trying to call attention to the fact that there are war crimes happening right now, but the previous administrations committed war crimes and crimes against humanity, and the current administration is protecting those war criminals while they're persecuting whistleblowers and other social justice and peace activists also. And so, you know, I'm upset with Obama. I'm upset with the empire, as usual, but I'm more frustrated with the movement, or the lack of movement in the movement. And so DC is an important place, but we want to organize across the country. We want to rally people together to say that these wars are still happening. Obama has expanded Africa to 35 or 36 countries where U.S. troops are or drones are. And it's just pitiful, the lack of response to it. We have been organizing Tour de Peace now for several weeks. We have a couple dozen people who are committed to helping us across the country. But you can be assured, if it were Romney as president, McCain or Bush, we'd have a couple thousand people committed to it. So it's very frustrating that so many people have situational principles, is they're against these things when a Republican is in office, but not so much when a Democrat is in office. And Obama, of course, like I said, expanding the U.S. troop presence in Africa, he's bombing or has bombed about 8 Muslim countries.
Right.
And it's, excuse me, just despicable that there, like you said, there's very little protest against it. And I've been trying since he's been president, and I'm hoping that more people will become involved and get excited about this trip, because it's wrong no matter who's president.
Well, of course, Cindy,
what's
as we know,
is wrong no matter who's president.
Absolutely. I mean, as we know, the anti-war movement, of course, has taken a big hit under Obama, despite the expansion of the drone wars, like you just said. Some say it's worse than ground troops because it detaches people from the ground of war. You're one of the very few activists, Cindy, who has remained steadfast despite the change in party leadership. I mean, but then again, you're saying that, you know, we would have a couple thousand if Romney were president. I mean, doesn't this signify, though, that liberals and Democrats don't care about these issues? I mean, legitimately, what else can it be?
Well, that's what I said. I said they have situational principles, and the situation that depends on is who is in office.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to focus, or the movement or the liberals want to focus on the things that they think that the Republicans are responsible for, like this current economic crisis, without attaching the facts that we're spending trillions of dollars a year on empire, and Obama is responsible for that. He's the commander in chief. So, you know, it's just, And then the environmental movement is not talking about how, and we're very pro environment on this tour too. We're taking bicycles instead of what I call dynomobiles. And so the establishment environmental movement isn't talking about the military industrial complex that sucks up more oil and fuel than any other institution in the world and pollutes everywhere it goes with depleted uranium, with all kinds of toxins.
Of course,
so, you know, there's a lot of issues we're addressing on the tour.
Absolutely. Of course, it's all connected, which is really so infuriating when people don't see the connection with the economy, the environment, everything with the military. I wanted to quickly look at a map right now of all the cities that are firm so far. I know that there might be some added on the tour. We're looking at that right now. Cindy, what are your plans for each city here? grassroots efforting initiatives here, speaking, talk about that.
Well, the part that you have on is the first part of the tour that's taking Route 66, which is also called the Mother Road, which I think is very significant because women and mothers are the ones that suffer the most, I think, because of these wars for empire. But what we're hoping to do is rally people in every city. We have many people who have signed up to host us. We're going to need housing. We're going to need people sponsor rallies and events and meetings and fundraising to get across the country. And any money that we have left over is going to go to groups that help people in Iraq and Afghanistan. So we're hoping to raise a lot of money above what it's going to cost to go across the country. And then the second part goes from Chicago to Washington, D.C., and our full route is published at our website, Tour to Peace. So if you're on our route or if you're a little bit off our route, we don't mind going off the route a little bit. Get a hold of us at tourtopeace.org and volunteer to organize in your community because we just really want to. In 2005, when I camped out in George Bush's front yard, the anti-war movement was very demoralized, very discouraged, and it rallied people. And we're hoping that this is going to rally people across the country. And we're going through the heart of America. We're not skipping the flyover zone where most activism happens on the coast because the coasts are, you know, more progressive, but we're going through the heart of America and we have a nonpartisan tour. We're not blaming the Republicans. We're not blaming the
Absolutely.
Democrats. We're blaming the system. And it's going to take everybody, no matter, you know, what your political identification is, to change things for the better.
Well, thank you so much, Cindy. Tour to Peace. Everyone check it out. I'm really looking forward to this happening. Let's definitely touch base with you when you get here, your end goal, Washington, D.C. I'm really looking forward to that. Cindy Sheehan, always awesome to have you on.
Thank you, Abby, and see you in D.C.
This is John Gold with Tour to Peace. Today is April 17th, Wednesday, April 17th, mm-hmm. and we're here in Williams, Arizona, and we're having our first video meeting.
Woohoo!
And there's Ron, Malcolm, Dan, and Cindy. So who wants to go first? And I'm John, by the way.
Let me go first. So anyway, this is the end of 2 weeks. And we started in Vacaville, California on April 4th, and that's the day my son was killed in Iraq, and we started at his grave. And we've been first went to Sacramento, then Fresno, then Santa Monica,
and then it's hard to remember them.
Then Claremont and Rancho Cucamonga, then Palm Springs, then Joshua Tree, 29 Palms area. And those were where we had events. And then basically since then, we've just been biking every day, long days of biking. And so here we are in Williams, Arizona. Friday, we have an event in Flagstaff and then in Phoenix. I wasn't in condition to do this ride, but I feel very pleased with the amount that I have been able to ride. And unfortunately, after tomorrow, I'll be basically the only rider. And, I think that with so much happening, I mean, we're demanding peace. We're demanding that the troops be brought home from all over the world, that war criminals be held accountable, that The U.S. spends more money on renewable, sustainable forms of energy, etc. You know, stop the persecution of whistleblowers, etc. But, you know, when I went to Crawford almost 8 years ago now, almost 20,000 people came out to Crawford, Texas, to be in solidarity. And to us, since Obama's been president, that everything's just gotten worse and expanded. And, you know, after in a couple of days, there'll just be three of us going across the country. And, you know, I think that's pathetic. One of the things we want to do is to end partisan apathy and, you know, have people be activists based on their principles, not on their party, their political party affiliation. So, but today was very cool. I was, like, struggling up this long hill on my bike. And this lady, like, that I never saw before comes running down the hill at me. And her name was
Virginia
Kufelt. And she's a supporter of the tour. She was just happened to be driving up I-40. She's from Colorado and we're in Arizona. She just happened to be driving up. She saw the van, and she has been a financial supporter for Tour de Peace. So she stopped, came running down the road, you know, donated more money to the tour. But it was really awesome to think that, you know, we aren't actually the only ones that know about this and know about what we're doing. So that was a huge boost to my spirits, that's for sure. So I'm done for now.
Well, name one thing that is memorable about this whole experience so far, besides Virginia today.
I just want to say that Ron and I just saw the biggest steel Route 66 sign in existence. The world's largest Route 66 sign made out of steel. Mm-hmm. We saw it, we touched it, we checked it off our bucket list. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. There's been so many. We met so many amazing people and stayed with some amazing people, been supported along the way. We saw this guy the other day when we were going from Kingman to Peach Springs, who was also on his bike going the other way. And we were able to give him, share our food with him, share some of our cash with him. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think that's what it's all about. I don't know. I just think that's what it's all about. So people are sharing with us. So I think we all felt very good to be able to share some of our stuff with them.
Okay. Dan.
Hello.
So tell us what you're doing on Tour de Peace.
I'm taking photos and occasionally writing, having a blast doing it.
Awesome.
What
are some of the important things going on today that are important to you?
Important to me? I'm on the spot here. Important to me, so many things. Economy, jobs.
Foreclosures,
yes. Wars. There really needs to be more peace. The wars are getting really old and costing us way too much money. It's just a waste.
Name a memorable thing about this trip so far.
All the people. The people have been great. Just outstanding. The supporters. I don't even have words. They've just been so awesome.
Awesome. All right, Malcolm.
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing really well. I just took a shower. I feel great.
He just took a shower. He's no longer stinky.
Yeah.
So tell us what you're doing with Tour de Peace.
Well, I'm driving the support vehicle, the van.
The Peace Van.
The Peace Van with multiple stickers on it, yes.
And is there anything else you'd like to talk about? Something important to you? What's going on in the country today or the world?
Oh, Lord. Well, there's so many things happening. What I've talked about a lot on the tour is the Fukushima disaster that's ongoing, that is not really on very many people's radar anymore because they think it's over and it's not. There's still millions of gallons of contaminated water pouring into the Pacific Ocean daily, and there's no sign of it stopping anytime soon. Well, gosh, I mean, where do you start and where do you finish?
Right. What has been a memorable moment or experience during this trip for you so far?
I think still it's Bobby First's place. I really do, out in Joshua Tree. The place is one gigantic incantation. It's just amazing, from the building it's in to all the art inside. The way that he goes about putting his place together, and it's all about making a community space for creative people. It's not, you know, I mean, it's for him because it's his desire to do that, but it's for everybody else.
Right.
You know? And I think that that's just really amazing. That's one of the biggest things, I think.
All right, Malcolm, thank you. And here we are with the bicyclist, Ron Toppy. How you doing, Ron?
Good, and that's Topi.
Topi, sorry.
That's now he's right. Leaving tomorrow.
It happens, it happens.
It took long enough for me to learn your name.
It happens a lot.
So what are some of the things, what are you doing with Tour de Peace?
Well, I joined the ride specifically to ride support Cindy's activism in trying to stop these wars. In 2005, 2006, and 2007, I did my own bicycle ride across the country to Washington, D.C., protesting war for oil. And so when I heard Cindy wanted to do it, I felt I could be a really good support in that. And it's something that resonates with me very deeply.
Can you name... Well, actually, let's just mention Ron built Cindy's bike for this tour. So can you name a memorable experience from this trip so far?
Yeah, there's been a few. Bobby First's place was one. It's good to see... It's always good to see that kind of community happening and what he's doing there. And it, we were there two nights, and there was... you know, there were people there both nights, just kind of spontaneously gathering there, and it's because of Bobby's energy in building an art space like that as a collective for people to come and gather is why that happens there. And it reminds me a lot of where I'm living in Chico right now. That happens a lot. And one of the other memorable experiences was the people we've been meeting. It seems like there's a lot of... It seems like there aren't a lot of people very active anymore. you know, since Obama... Actually, it started around 2006, 2007. It's been really petering off ever since.
Yeah.
But the people that we have... met, they are on that side of realizing that it doesn't matter which party is in office, and they're realizing that. And one of the things that I that I was able to do for myself years ago, and that I talk with people a lot today about, is connecting the dots between our lifestyles here in this country, you know, the American dream, whatever you want to call it, and pretty much the necessity for invading other countries for their resources in order to keep that propped up. And more and more people are starting to get to that point where they're seeing that this really isn't a partisan issue. It's about capitalism, and it's about empire, and it's about economies of scale, and it's about, you know, the 1% running off with everything while the rest of us continually languish more and more and more with little and little and little and clinging on to little threads of hope at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, at one time it was a lifeline, now they're just little threads of hope, and more people are at that point where they're realizing that losing hope in that system is what made me happy. You know, I became happy once I lost hope. And my life has gotten better and better ever since then. And so that's the message I really try to carry to people today.
This is Ron's last day with us, so I'd like to give us a little applause for Ron. Who wants to film me? Cindy? Just want to, oh, Dan.
Dan, he's a filmer.
All right, I know the questions. Why am I with Tour de Peace? Well, Cindy started this, and I've always been very supportive of Cindy for years, and so I wanted to help her through this. I also wanted the opportunity to go around the country and tell people about, you know, the cover-up of 9/11, which has been my thing for the last 11 years. But it's also important to stop the wars, to stop the occupations. Thousands and thousands of people are dying, and they had absolutely nothing to do with the 9/11 attacks. Children are dying, and it needs to stop. And the persecution of whistleblowers, Bradley Manning, you know, Malcolm and I were listening to Graham Nash's song today, Almost Gone, which is about Bradley Manning, and it talks about how he was sitting in that cell naked, and it just makes me disgust. It's just disgusting. Our dependence on oil is one of the main reasons we go to war. So that's obviously important. You know, the partisan apathy. There are things going on in this country that are about right and wrong and have absolutely nothing to do with left or right. Torture is wrong. Lying us into wars are wrong. Warrantless wiretapping is wrong. Renditions are wrong. And it doesn't matter if you have a D or an R next to your name. These things are wrong. So that's what we were trying to do. We're trying to educate people across the country about these issues, and it was very important to me to take part in this. And unfortunately, I hurt my hip, so I'm leaving on Saturday going home, but I'm going to help from home with media contacts and stuff like that. Memorable experiences. I love Ron and Lexi's place. The breakfast they made for us was absolutely stupendous. Bobby First's place was amazing. Joshua Tree was amazing.
Tell me what you ate at Joshua Tree at the health foods restaurant.
Oh, I had bean sprouts and hummus, I
hummus
think.
Hummus sandwich.
And, yeah, it was very delicious,
very
too.
Tough, John.
And I've stayed away from pizza this whole trip.
Woo, 2 weeks.
Don't chill the Pizza Hut box on the
The Crystal Fantasy was an amazing experience when Cindy got that award. All of these little things, the people. It's been a great time, and it's sad that I have to go, but you know, you got to take care of yourself.
I have one more thing to say. Oh, I'm sorry.
So Cindy has one more thing to say, so I'm done now.
sorry, I thought you were done. So we were riding from Kingman, Arizona to Peach Springs, Arizona, and I told you already about one thing that happened. We saw the bicycle rider that was going from Orlando, Florida, all the way down to Tierra del Fuego at the tip of South America. Of course, he was skipping from Los Angeles to Guatemala. But, I just had committed to that 50 miles, and it was a really hard 50 miles from Kingman to Peach Springs, and there was like another 12 miles we had to go to the campground. And so while we were hooking my bike up, I got a phone call. It was a friend of mine who told me that bombs had gone off at the Boston Marathon. And so, of course, we all were immediately concerned of what are they going to use this for, to increase the police state or whatever, or, you know, bombs go off at the Boston Marathon, that means they have to bomb Syria or something like that. So then, like the next day, Obama said, what did he say? He said...
Bombing is terrorism.
He said...
No, he said
using bombs...
To kill innocent people...
To target innocent people...
Is an act of terrorism.
Is an act of terrorism. And so I think right there he called himself a terrorist. And we also found this sign at 29 Palms that the Marines put up that said, hide your daughters, hide your wife, hide everybody. The 2-7 is back in town. And so we're taking that sign. We tore the sign down. It was very offensive. We're taking it and putting it on terrorist Obama's fence when we get to Washington, D.C. Because that's just, to us, just it's what his troops are doing. is what his troops are bragging about doing in the States and what they're actually doing when they are deployed in other places. So those, I think, were meaningful, very meaningful things to me that happened while we were going along the tour. So Obama calls himself a terrorist, and so he has to be put on the terrorist watch list, and that's got to be we the people. So peace out.